Blog Talk Radio. brothers, sisters, other celestial energy, spread wisdom. Understand, understand one thing only. Alright? It's very, on a very, very serious level. You know, I was watching Sister Dr. Mumbi Siraki and her the video that she did earlier today, and you know, talking about the race against the awakening. There is a great race against the awakening, because our kinfolk all over the world, all right, and there is an agenda to make to put us back into a sleep spell, because this virus system wants to continue to move in the motion that it's moving. And we have realized that this virus program goes nowhere because it's a virus. See, just by us desiring to rebuild and to be greater than our ancestors were before the invasion, it makes us a clear and present danger to this entire system. We are literally a clear and present danger to this system, and they are scared that they are going to lose everything that they have worked so hard for. And if you have to work hard for something, and you have to destroy and kill and maim and redesign and replace and misplace and miseducate and literally take people out of their original mindset. Okay, if you got to do all of this, that working, well, that's what you call a virus. Because that's what a virus does. All right? We are energy. All of us so-called black people all over the world, we are energy. We were designed to move forward with the cosmos, but many of us have been caught and made victim of the virus program, and for so long, under their special care, we were imitating the virus. And they were happy that we were imitating the virus because, you know, it made them feel like they accomplished something. All right? But down within them, way down below, they realized that at some point, an awakening was going to happen. At some point, we were going to gain some superficial power. So this is what's happening right now, my brothers and sisters. And just by that video yesterday, that short video, it was 8 minutes long, but that short video talking about our Superman powers, that was a crucial point. Because now everyone knows that it all begins here. That's why it's such a war against the mind, the battle of the mind. And these beings have been battling against our minds for the longest. They completely took us out of our element. They took us from being scientists and physicists and different creators, and then they put us into religion and this false educational system. They've done so much damage by us saying, wait a minute, let me think. Wait a minute. I can create things better than what my ancestors created. I can create something more powerful. I can, you know, and just by having that thought alone lets us know that we are a clear and present danger to this entire system. See, because we have awakened, there is a lot of action taking place in the atmosphere and in the universe within our galaxy. There is a lot of action taking place. Solar storms. So, well, you know, we didn't expect this. We didn't predict this. And see, you have to understand, these inorganic beings, okay, these inorganic beings on here on our planet, they call themselves trying to study us so they can try to find out how to keep us misplaced or displaced. Okay? But see, you can't predict the unpredictable because we're just like this planet. And the key is that you don't know when we're going to fly to the sky. You don't know when we're going to pass energy from our bodies. We just do it just like the sun. We do the unpredictable thing. We do the thing just like the moon. We do the unpredictable thing because we are energy, and energy is not predictable. See, they can predict the weather that they desire because why? They're controlling that weather. All right? They're controlling that weather. But guess what, brothers and sisters? I feel like Brother Bobby Hemmer said, we running this motherfucker now. We running this shit right now. And now that we sitting in the king's seat, and we sitting in the queen's seat, and we sitting in the prince in the prince's seat, we sitting in the duchess and the duchess's seat, we sitting in the seat of the duke and the barons and the chancellors. Oh, yeah. The knights and the rooks. Oh, yeah. Guess what? We are running this shit right fucking now. And these inorganic beings are struggling to hold on to the little thing that they created. Remember, the business world is extremely small. It's like a dot on a freaking billboard. It's so small you can't even see it. The business world is extremely small, brothers and sisters. It's not large at all. Okay? So I just want you to know, we control this. So our key in this is to take this to a new level. All right? We've got to take it to a new level of power and energy. And what do? We talk about our hypothalamus gland, our pituitary gland, our pineal gland. We got to take it to a new level, all right? Building structures helps to create a more powerful essence about yourself. Even designing them opens up these geometrical gateways. See, for every action, there is a reaction. So since you, brothers and sisters, have taken the freedom of tapping into that most inner part of you, all right? You've taken the freedom, you've taken the liberty of tapping into the inner part of you. That was your action. What is the reaction? The reaction is that everything in the celestial bodies is going to give you what you desire. Why you think all these solar flares and corona mass ejections are happening? Because why? Of the actions that we're taking. And if you want to shut this down, you want to shut down this whole program that they created, you must continue to move in the actions that you are moving in, but you want to become more advanced in them. You want to dig deeper and say, how can I create this into a technology? How can I create this into that? How can I make my body more technological? How can I take myself into this point where I no longer have to lift, but I just use my finger and I motion my finger around and this thing moves with me? And this is what this is all about. Your pineal gland, your hypothalamus gland, your pituitary gland. Use your mind, your cerebellum, your cerebral, your cerebral cortex, huh? Your spinal fluid. All of the elements in your body, all of the radioactive elements. I'm holding this device right now, and it's pulsating in my hand. It's like lightning coming between my hand and this hand device there. So the key is that we've got to take ourselves to the next level, and we got to keep doing that. And we got to keep doing that. For every action, there is a reaction. We are a clear and present danger to this entire system, this infrastructure that they created on our planet, that they wanted us to enjoy. They wanted us to enjoy the virus. And more brothers and sisters have died and they're put in prison behind this virus program that they created. And they need this. Why? Because the brothers and sisters who are dead, they use their organs and create their technology with it. And then the brothers and sisters who are in jail, they get those brothers and sisters to create that technology. See what I'm saying? So we're clear and present danger. We've got to take this to the next level. And we've got to build up. All right? Playtime is over. We're in the time of seriousness. All right? So many of these inorganic beings, so many of these, what you call Caucasians, have moved into the hills and the mountains. Okay? So many of them have moved into the mountains and the hills because they fear something coming. They know something is coming. All right? They know something that's coming, and they fear this. And they want protection for themselves. You just understand that wave of energy that's flying through, that's coming through the planet, is powerful energy. All right? These inorganic beings who call themselves the elite and call themselves the rulers. And, you know, you got your Noah and weathermodification.org, and you got all these different entities, and you got NASA and all these other entities who want to hide the sun and stop the carbon dating. They stop the carbon energy from coming onto the planet. And see, they're predictable. These beings are predictable because they created a calendar and they said, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, this is what they're going to do. And that's why they predict the weather. Because like we said, they create the weather. But when we take this step, like what we're taking now, what is our sun, what is our moon doing? What are all of our suns doing? Send us massive amounts of intelligence. And we got the message. Yeah, we go into meditation, but we open up those gateways even wider when we use what they call yoga. We're clear and present danger to the system. And they're racing as hard as they can to try to put us back into a sleep state. They want us to drink the Jamba Juice, but many of us are not drinking the Jamba Juice. You know, we're not drinking the Jamba Juice. They want us to play the jungle role, but we're not playing the jungle role. No. Yeah, understand that we're tired of the system. We're tired of how we have been treated as the original beings, and we want all of this to come to an end. Like now, we want it to come to an end. Like right now.
Right now.
Because when everything comes to an end, not if, but when everything comes to an end, because it's not an if, it's a when. It's the when. When everything comes to an end, we, as the original beings, we're going to clean up everything. And we've already started. All right? We've already started. So just pass this on to you, brothers and sisters. We're not taking anything less than the energy that we're currently engaged with. We're not taking anything less, which means that these inorganic beings who call themselves rulers, they cannot give us more energy than what we're giving, which means that we have to create the energy and give it out. This awakening, this grand awakening, you know, and the awakening is, you know, it's not about trying to wake up other brothers and sisters because it's going to come, but the awakening is happening with so many who have questioned everything in their lives, and the children, we've got to protect the children. They've done so much damage to us, all right? They've done so much damage to us. Collecting the children who have, you know, these powerful abilities, because they want to test and probe on them and see how it works and see how it operates, and it's not their position to do this. No one told them that they could do this. They took it upon themselves. They're all alone. They're all alone. And our awakening has literally put them in a deeper hole and a deeper pit than what they already thought they were in. No one told them to kill our people. No one told them to do this. They did this on their own because they want to conquer something. When in reality, they conquered nothing. They said, well, we do everything in our power. You have no power. You never had any power. The thing used was coercion. Coercion and threats, that's all that was ever used. There was nothing used that would actually benefit anyone. So this awakening, my brothers and sisters, is all a part of us coming back to the fold, to what we're supposed to be. And this time, we're not going back to sleep.
Yes.
You can't offer us no money. You can't offer us no things. You can't offer us no positions. There's nothing that can be offered to us that will cause us to fall back into that trap of lies that we came out of. So what do we say? When someone creates a game and they made it impossible for you to win this game, and they're in your home, and you're like, wait a minute, you're in my house, and you mean to play your game, and you keep changing the rules in your game so that you can stay on top of me. I need you to get out of my house, but the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to beat the fuck out of this game. I'm going to destroy this shit. I'm destroying the game. I'm destroying the game. I am everything. I am everything. I am everything. Shashianaki Shachomus Medalunoku Mezaza Umokada in me. Reunala Pau. Not moved. I am everything. I am everything. And we've already destroyed your game. Now it's time to put it in the trash can. Worthless system, your worthless game, your worthless lies. You've done so much damage to the planet because you thought you had the power. You thought you were on top because you put the original beings in a spell, in a sleeping spell. But guess what? It's all over now. We who have awakened are a clear and present danger to this system, and it only takes a small amount of us to make the greater good for our planet and the rest of our kindred on the planet, no matter whether they are asleep or if they are awakened. The time is now, my brothers and sisters. I am so glad you're here. I am so glad you're here. Now, we move into this next phase of energy and power, where we begin to build and create structures, structures of design, complex design, things our ancestors never created before. Think on these things. I've already have things imagined in my head that I'm ready to create. Think on these things. No, you can't make them. Get someone who can make them for you. And let's do this, my brothers and sisters. Let's move forward. Our moving forward has caused this system to be in a damaged state. And now that it's damaged, we literally have to destroy the entire system. And because we have awakened our minds, our mental capacity has literally caused their entire infrastructure to become literally decayed. Let's continue to move forward, my brothers and sisters. Time is on our side because we are the real time. We are the real energy. We are deities in the flesh, all types of cosmic deities in the flesh. And these beings know that they were killing off royalty. Oh, the sweet smell of vengeance. The sweet smell of vengeance. We are a clear and present danger to the system. And the only way you keep destroying the system is you gotta stay awakened. But there is a race against the awakened ones. There's a race to try to get the awakened ones to fall into a deep sleep. And more lies keep coming, and more lies keep coming, and more lies keep coming. Don't worry about the lies. Don't worry about the lies. You stay on top. Know everything that's going around you. Focus on yourself. Become more diligent and looking deeper into yourself. Classify yourself as a deity. Don't take the human standard. Go above the God state. Go straight deity. Go straight cosmic. I am everything. And when you say I am everything, you're talking about every level of the cosmos, every level of the universe, every level of galaxy, every level of star systems, astral planes, planetary bodies, solar systems, every sun, every moon. I am everything, and everything is who I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. That I am that you feared so much. I am that I am. And with that said, brothers and sisters, remember who you are. And I'll talk to you guys a bit later.
How to learn to hear with you based on political things. They don't like you because they can't take your energy. You have a certain energy that by them being directly opposite from you, they can't take your energy. And that's why they're like, look at this. I'm going to show you something in a book. You'll get your hands on it. A guy by the name of Richard Cavendish, book is called The Power of the Evil. I want to read something to you in this particular book. I want to read something in this particular book here to show you something. Now look at this. Now it's funny, this guy got out a book called The Black Arts that's in print that was written in 1970. This was the latest book was written in 1978. This is what it says here. It's talking about here this. It says that blacks have naturally struck people with disagreeable force. That means white people. Some writers have suggested that the blackness of the devil is the expression of the white man's terror and hatred for black skin. Thus, the truth is probably one way or the other way around. See, he's double talking. See, when they give you something, they say it's the other way around. He just told you what the real deal was. You got to read between the lines of what the crack is saying. They're masters of the English language, so they'll be able to twist things around. But let me read that again. He said the expression of the devil being black, which means the white man's terror of black skin. He said the devil is black because he is evil, master of darkness, of sin, and supreme rebel against the light and the holiness of truth. And this is what he says. People of black skin may consequently be feared as demonic. Now, he is telling you on why white people fear you as black people. They thought that black people was the devil in Europe. You see what I'm saying? Now, it says that black skin may consequently be feared as demonic. Some of the other devil characteristics are nominally lustfulness, it says, aimlessly, lustfulness, otherwise, I want to get you to the point of what I'm trying to get here. I'll look at this. It says, the gentle equivalent has been projected on, the general equivalent has been projected on the black men by white race fantasies. Now, this is what it says. Heretics, witches of the Middle Age accused the worshippers of devils of the black goat, cat, and other animals, and frequently appear as a black man. And this is usually does not mean Negroes, but it means a person with black hair and dark complexion. So what the fuck? See how he's double talking?
Yeah, right.
He'll tell you what meaning it don't mean this. He's double talking. You gotta understand what he's trying to tell you when he's explaining this particular information of why white people really hate us. Or a man in black clothes. In early Christian literature, however, the devil sometimes is a Negro, an Egyptian, or an Ethiopian. You see, the Acts of St. Bartholomew is a hairy Negro with wings and a back and dog snout. It says in St. Perpetua, who was martyred at Carthage, whatever that means, in 203, said to have experienced a vision when she turned into a man and was forced to fight for her life in the arena against an ugly Egyptian. She wrestled with him and defeated him. Afterwards, wrestling with him, found out that he was the devil. According to Captain Marcellus, in the early 5th century, the devil appeared to the desert of Hermes as a hideous Ethiopian. It goes on to say he is a hideous Ethiopian, and they talk about putting in real thoughts in man. Then he gets into a scientific stuff, and if you don't understand what he's talking about, if you haven't studied anything about alchemy, he says on the second page that the reason why the white man is the black man is because of an alchemical thing that the white man basically don't have melanin. So when he comes in contact with the black man, he can't take the actual images. Automatically, black people have been fooled. This is always getting the robot or the white man the benefit of the doubt. Not being evil, the true being do not automatically think evil of the others or the robot. And hence, they are vulnerable to all sorts of exploitation and manipulation. You see what I'm saying? That these particular robots and these manipulations, they use them so well. The true beings are, by definition, Christian believes in goodness and divine love for all. They are taught peace by the evil religious on this plane. Into a position of accepting all filth that is thrown at them. They are trampled on at every turn. Only when they obey them, they will see the traps the directives of which all evil ones take no notice. From the evil essence of the axioms keep the true being subdued and cooperative and trapped and unaware of them being exploited. For example, such these axioms are: blessed are the peacemakers, turn the other cheek, forgive your enemies, blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Where did this garbage originate? From nowhere but the evil demiurge, which is the dog that people are trying to keep us down here, who knew that if they could convince and brainwash the true being with it, it would make them forget that they were in the midst of a war. Their resistance to him and his evil minions would be lessened. And this is exactly what had happened. You see what had happened?
Have you done ballet before?
Are you to be a spirit?
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Peace. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, the Seventh Oracle. And, guys, this is the Motivational Classroom, as you guys know. Motivational Classroom is a space where we learn, we grow together. You know, I pretty much get, you know, topics that may be interesting to the public, but when it comes to learning and when it comes to her story, okay, because we're moving away from his story and we're coming into her story. I want to apologize to the audience if I sound slurred or anything like that. I had surgery on my mouth this week, but this is my passion, you know what I mean? So I'm here, I'm bushy-tailed and ready, and I'm excited about this, you know what I'm saying? But my mouth is sore, but I'm here, all right? So thank you to everybody who is tuning in the background, Felicia, Joanne. I appreciate you guys. Caller 708. You know, everybody who listens to Enhancing Awareness Radio on consistency, we definitely appreciate you here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, you guys. So, those of you that are no stranger to Enhancing Awareness Radio know that I like to start out with painting a picture, right, of pretty much what's going on in a current state as far as where we're at currently. Brother Wisdom said a lot. He said a lot. You know, if we think that there is no agenda going on behind the curtain, you know what I'm saying? That is the insanity. I have been talking about programs for the last 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So go back and listen to any other broadcast within the last 2 weeks, especially the last broadcast about, you know, Freemasonry and rituals and all that good stuff, all these distractions. You know, when I start to deliver a message, you guys, I get all of these distractions. It's crazy. But, I always push through. So today, guys, in the Motivational Classroom, the Grand Canyon, you know, if you guys go back to part one, if you're just listening, please go back to part one
And please go back to part two.
Please go back to part one and part two, because part one is going to pretty much give you a breakdown and explain to you about how this is, quote, Egypt, you know what I'm saying? But see, all of this is bigger than Egypt. You know what I mean? Egypt is just a time in history, okay? Let's say history, but let's go back to her story, which even predates Egypt. You know what I mean? So that's what we are trying to get to, the story before Zeus, Jesus, the story before the invasion. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are attempting to go, like, what happened before all of that? Why is it that we only come to a certain point in time and history to where it stops? You know what I mean? Like, we hit a brick wall every time. Why is that? What is behind the brick wall? I'm going to tell you, what's behind the brick wall is her story. Her story. Not history, her story. So if we just remove the programs of being black, if we remove the programs of, and guys, we do what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you do, that's what you do. But this is an open mind platform to where we, you know, visit all different perspectives. You know what I'm saying? So if one has an open mind and wants to say, okay, well, this is my comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what may, is there anything else out there? You know what I mean? That, is there anything else out there? I mean, I guess we can just say that. So if you are one of those who are, you know, constantly exploring, especially the inner dormant parts of yourself, exploring her story and what her story may be about may be a benefit to you in the now, because all of the secrets are being revealed. So if you are in a space to where you are ready and to where you are willing and to where you do not want to be a part of this matrix anymore, you know what I mean? The secrets are being revealed to you. I was telling a friend, you can't be playing with this, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you have ass and you think the universe ain't going to know, you think the mother ain't going to know, honey, that you have ass and that you truly want, you know, Christianity, and you're truly still waiting on Jesus to come back, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, no shade to anybody, but, you know, we in real time and we're going through real shit, and it is very dangerous, the times that we're in now. So a lot of people are checking out, if you can see, you know, in our immediate families. I've lost about 5 this year. We're cremating my nephew next week. You know what I'm saying? So shit is getting real, y'all, out here. All right? So getting into the cipher today, guys, Grand Canyon. When it comes to the Grand Canyon, you guys, we've been told that, you know, Grand Canyon National Park is what it's called. But, you know, I like to go with the name of Marble Canyon, you know, because there's so much beauty, there's so much essence within the Grand Canyon. Now, mind you guys, the Grand Canyon is 277 miles wide. Okay, those of you that are in Dallas, no, that's like from here to Galveston, okay? So the Grand Canyon is like from here to Galveston, you know what I'm saying? So you know all of the shit and all the sacred shit that may be within that radius, you know what I'm saying? So just imagine that, guys. When it comes to the invasion story and the Indians, where did they invade? You know what I'm saying? Like, where did they go? You know, being at the old world, you know what I'm saying, Egypt or whatever, the real Egypt, you know, because they say that this is the real Egypt, the original Egypt, and what we see over there and what they show us on TV with all the white faces, that is a mockery. That is what they call third world Egypt, okay? Go back and listen to part one and part two if you want to get deeper into that, guys. So, the original story of the invasion, where did they invade? Was it the Grand Canyon? Was the Grand Canyon the original spot, you know what I'm saying, to where shit went down? Could there be inner, could, because we, a lot of us may have heard about the inner earth. You know what I'm saying? See, we think we're the only beings, you know, and we think that we're superior, you know, but what if there is an inner earth? You know what I mean? That is alive and well. And if there is an inner earth, where are the entrances? Could they be in the Grand Canyon? Why is the Grand Canyon off limits? As far as if it's a park, I think that we can explore parks and we can, you know, we can explore parks. But the Grand Canyon is really off limits to the public, and only the people in the inner circles can have access. Not that it's closed off, because it's not closed off. Only certain people have access to roam and visit the Grand Canyon. Why don't we have access? Because if they give us access, they know that we will reconnect in an instant to what the fuck is really going on, and it will trump everything that they have taught in history, which is a lie. You know what I'm saying? It will blow the lid on the whole program that they have put us under, you guys. So this is some serious shit. Thank you guys for listening. I'm going to paint two pictures for you guys. I'm going to paint a fabricated picture. It's not really fabricated, because if you listen, there are gems being dropped. So I'm going to paint, like, you know, how they teach us history. And that's only about 15 to 16 minutes long. And then I'm going to go into the real lecture of today, which is about 35 minutes long. That's going to be the last clip that you hear, guys. So we're going to be here for about another hour. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and hop into the lecture. If you want to call in, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 if you want to be in a caller queue. All right? All right, guys, let's go ahead and hop into this, guys. If you have any questions, if you're listening in the background, please let me know. Get your pen and paper. I encourage you to do your own research. There was another one about Treasure Cove, I think, in Grand Canyon. There is a lot of sacred shit in Grand Canyon. So if you listen to this broadcast today and you take a trip to Grand Canyon, it ain't going to be the same as just a regular trip, y'all. Because y'all going to know some shit there that they hiding from us. Like, you know, this is deep. Go back and listen to part one. I promise you guys, is some bells and whistles will go off in you internally when you go back and listen to part one and two of this series that I have done this month. All right, guys, here it is.
There are numerous myths and legends passed down since remote antiquity concerning an ancient long-lost civilization that allegedly existed before a time of great cataclysm, which some say originated somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, but most certainly had colonies all around the world as part of its expansive empire. We often hear mythologies that speak to a forgotten parent race which were revered as gods, and that taught various communities of tribal people about agriculture, astronomy, architecture, art, spirituality. While many people point to places like Egypt, India, and Tibet, these are not the only places which hold clues to a forgotten past which may differ from the accepted history we're all taught in modern anthropology classrooms. As one of the seven wonders of the natural world, the Grand Canyon is a true national treasure. Carved by the Colorado River in Arizona, this steep-sided canyon is 277 miles long, up to 18 miles wide, and attains a depth of over a mile. For thousands of years, the area has been continuously inhabited by Native Americans, who built settlements within the canyon and its many caves. The Pueblo people considered the Grand Canyon a holy site and made pilgrimages to it. The first academically accepted Europeans known to have viewed the Grand Canyon was in 1540, but this may not be the case, as there are many unusual stories associated with this area, some published and some passed down orally. The Hopi Indians maintain that their ancestors did not arrive from the north over a land bridge from Asia, nor do they believe that they arrived to the New World by boat, but instead, their origin myths tell the story of how they climbed onto the surface from the underworld. The specific location where the Hopi claim they emerged from took place in their legend deep inside the Grand Canyon, an enchanted opening from the mysterious recesses of the earth. Native American folklore states that the Grand Canyon was formed as a result of a great deluge which had drowned the previous third world, and Hopi cosmology specifies that this canyon was the exact place where the Hopi emerged from their subterranean refuge after a great flood had destroyed the previous age. There are several inner world entry points that are said to be located on their land in the canyon. One of them is very revered and honored in ceremony as the dwelling of an ancient parent race, and this sacred site is strictly off limits to all but the Hopi people themselves. The lore further claims that the Hopi were assisted by what they describe as an ant people who lived in the inner world in the caves and caverns, and are described by some elders as being pale humanoids with thin limbs, slightly arched backs, and people working for the Smithsonian may also have actually discovered artifacts inside some massive caverns with intricate passages, rooms that include tables with hieroglyphs, and was actually an article published in the Arizona Gazette on April 5th, 1909, that states that the Grand Canyon was once home to a lost civilization that consisted of people of gigantic proportions, or giants. It also mentions the discovery of an enormous underground citadel, which was discovered in the Marble Canyon region of the Grand Canyon by a pair of Smithsonian-funded archaeologists, S.A. Jordan and G.E. Kincaid, who came upon it while rafting on the Colorado River in a wooden boat. Keep in mind that they did not claim to be employees of the Smithsonian, but freelance contractors, which was not uncommon for the Smithsonian to have. The alleged entrance to the city was at the end of a tunnel that stretched almost a mile underground, and they didn't just claim to discover ancient artifacts or treasure, but a lost Egyptian civilization deep beneath the Grand Canyon. According to the story related to the Gazette by Mr. Kincaid, nearly 1,480 feet below the surface, there's a long main passage that splits off into a mammoth chamber from which several other passages radiate out, spokes on a wheel. Kincaid claims that several hundred rooms have been discovered, reached by passageways running from the main passage, one of them having been explored for 854 feet and another for 634 feet. Inside some of these rooms were artifacts that do not seem native to the Americas, including weapons of war, copper instruments with sharp edges that indicate a high state of civilization to construct them. According to Kincaid, in his own words, quote, "First, I would impress that the cavern is nearly inaccessible. The entrance is 1,486 feet down the sheer canyon wall. It is located on government land, and no visitor will be allowed there under penalty of trespass. I was journeying down the Colorado River in a boat looking for mineral. Some 42 miles up the river from the El Tavor Crystal Canyon, I saw on the east wall stains in the sedimentary formation about 2,000 feet above the riverbed. There was no trail to this point, but I finally reached it with great difficulty. Above the shelf, which hid it from view from the river, was the mouth of the cave. There are steps leading from this entrance some 30 yards to what was, at the time the cavern was inhabited, the level of the river. When I saw the chisel marks on the wall inside the entrance, I became interested, securing my gun, and went in. During that trip, I went back several hundred feet along the main passage till I came to the crypt in which I discovered the mummies. One of these I stood up and photographed by flashlight. The main passage is about 12 feet wide, narrowing to 9 feet towards the farther end. About 57 feet from the entrance, the first side passages branch off to the right and left, along which, on both sides, are a number of rooms about the size of ordinary living rooms of today. Some are 30 to 40 feet square. These are entered by oval-shaped doors and are ventilated by round air spaces through the walls into the passages. The walls are about 3 feet, 6 inches in thickness. The passages are chiseled or hewn as straight as could be laid out by an engineer. The ceilings of many of the rooms converge to a center. The side passages near the entrance run at a sharp angle. The rear, they gradually reach a right angle in direction. Over 100 feet from the entrance is the cross hall, several hundred feet long, in which are found the idol or image of the people's god, sitting cross-legged with a lotus flower or lily in each hand. The idol almost resembles Buddha, though the scientists are not certain as to what religious worship it represents. Taking into consideration everything found thus far, it is possible that this worship most resembles the ancient people of Tibet. Surrounding this idol are smaller images, some very beautiful in form. All this is carved out of hard rock resembling marble. In the opposite corner of this cross hall were found tools of all descriptions made of copper. These people undoubtedly knew the lost art of hardening this metal. On a bench running around the workroom was some charcoal and other material probably used in the process. There's also slag and stuff similar to mat, showing that these ancients smelted ores, but so far no trace of where or how this was done has been discovered, nor the origin of the ore. Among the other finds are vases or urns and cups of copper and gold, made very artistic in design. Pottery work includes enameled ware and glazed vessels. Another passageway leads to the granaries. Such are found in the Oriental temples. They contain seed of various kinds. One very large storehouse has not yet been entered, as it is 12 feet high and can be reached only from above. These granaries are rounded, as the materials of which they are constructed, I think, is very hard cement. A gray metal is also found in this cavern, which puzzles scientists, for its identity has not yet been established. It resembles platinum. On all the urns or walls over doorways and tablets of stone which were found by the image are the mysterious hieroglyphics, the key to which the Smithsonian Institute hopes yet to discover. The engravings on the tables probably has something to do with the religion of the people. Similar hieroglyphics have been found in southern Arizona. The tomb or crypt in which the mummies were found is one of the largest of the chambers, the wall slanting back at an angle of about 35 degrees. On these are tiers of mummies, each one occupying a separate hewn shelf. At the head of each is a small bench on which is found copper cups and pieces of broken swords. Some of the mummies are covered with clay. All are wrapped in a bark fabric. Upwards of 50,000 people could have lived in the caverns comfortably. One theory is that the present Indian tribes found in Arizona are descendants of the serfs or slaves of the people which inhabited the cave. Undoubtedly, a good many thousands of years before the Christian era, a people lived here which reached a high stage of civilization. The chronology of human history is full of gaps.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, now bundled together. The greatest stories and characters and tons of shows and movies.
Could the Hopi Indian myths have been based in fact? Some have speculated that they might have been specially bred as a slave race and later rebelled and escaped to become some of the Native American peoples we know today. With a reputable paper running the story, tales of this lost civilization caught on in the region. If true, it would make it not only one of the oldest archaeological discoveries in the United States, but one of the most profound and valuable in the world. Over the past century, numerous archaeologists have planned to go searching for this mythical world, but exploration of internal caverns and caves are off limits and forbidden by law. If an Atlantis-like settlement did ever exist underground within the canyon, could there still be civilizations that exist deep beneath the earth? And if so, where are these entrances to these inner worlds, and who could possibly inhabit them? John Wesley Powell was the first person to travel the entire Colorado River and explored the Grand Canyon from 1896 to 1872, and this was before the Gazette article was published. In his book, Explorations of the Colorado River and its Canyons, he writes, quote, "In this, great numbers of caves are hollowed out, and carvings are seen which suggest architectural forms, though on a scale so grand that architectural terms belittle them. As this great bed forms a distinctive feature of the canyon, we call it Marble Canyon. I walk down the gorge to the left at the foot of the cliff, climb to a bench, and discover a trail deeply worn into the rock. Where it crosses the side, gulches in some places, steps have been cut. I can see no evidence of it having been traveled for a long time. It was doubtless a path used by people who inhabited this country anterior to the present Indian races, the people who built the communal houses of which mention has been made. I return to camp about 3 o'clock and find that some of the men have discovered ruins and many fragments of pottery, also etchings and hieroglyphics on the rocks. That said, the Smithsonian has denied the validity of the claims published in 1909, but as I've pointed out in a previous video that I made regarding dozens of other independent discoveries of giant skeletons discovered in America during the early 20th and 19th century, none of these finds published in papers such as the New York Times can be accounted for either. So there's plenty of precedent for the Smithsonian losing artifacts or information about discoveries that do not fit in with currently accepted dogma about the history of America and its interaction with other ancient civilizations. But why would the Smithsonian cover up something like this? Because it would change the entire history of North America as we know it, and would not align with how history was written up in the textbooks, which promote a certain political agenda. Modern-day archaeologists largely dismiss anything remotely related to any stories like this, because it's not what universities teach. It's funny that just because something isn't written in the officially approved curriculum, it's discounted as false. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon. My books make a great gift. If you'd like to support my work, the officially approved curriculum, it's discounted as false. That said, the Smithsonian has denied the validity of the claims published in 1909, but as I've pointed out in a previous video that I made regarding dozens of other independent discoveries of giant skeletons discovered in America during the early 20th and 19th century, none of these finds published in papers such as the New York Times can be accounted for either. So there's plenty of precedent for the Smithsonian losing artifacts or information about discoveries that do not fit in with currently accepted dogma about the history of America and its interaction with other ancient civilizations. But why would the Smithsonian cover up something like this? Because it would change the entire history of North America as we know it, and would not align with how history was written up in the textbooks, which promote a certain political agenda. Modern-day archaeologists largely dismiss anything remotely related to any stories like this because it's not what universities teach. It's funny that just because something isn't written in the officially approved curriculum, it's discounted as false. The lore further claims that the Hopi were assisted by what they describe as an ant people who lived in the inner world in the caves and caverns, and they're described by some elders as being pale humanoids with thin limbs, slightly arched backs, and people working for the Smithsonian may also have actually discovered artifacts inside some massive caverns, intricate passages, rooms that include tables with hieroglyphs, and was actually an article published in the Arizona Gazette on April 5th, 1909, that states that the Grand Canyon was once home to a lost civilization that consisted of people of gigantic proportions, or giants. It also mentions the discovery of an enormous underground citadel, which was discovered in the Marble Canyon region of the Grand Canyon by a pair of Smithsonian-funded archaeologists, S.A. Jordan and G.E. Kincaid, who came upon it while rafting on the Colorado River in a wooden boat. Keep in mind that they did not claim to be employees of the Smithsonian, but freelance contractors, which was not uncommon for the Smithsonian to have. The alleged entrance to the city was at the end of a tunnel that stretched almost a mile underground, and they didn't just claim to discover ancient artifacts or treasure, but a lost Egyptian civilization deep beneath the Grand Canyon. According to the story related to the Gazette by Mr. Kincaid, nearly 1,480 feet below the surface, there's a long main passage that splits off into a mammoth chamber from which several other passages radiate out, like spokes on a wheel. Kincaid claims that several hundred rooms have been discovered, reached by passageways running from the main passage, one of them having been explored for 854 feet and another for 634 feet. Inside some of these rooms were artifacts that do not seem native to the Americas, including weapons of war, copper instruments with sharp edges that indicate a high state of civilization to construct them. According to Kincaid, in his own words, quote, "First, I would impress that the cavern is nearly inaccessible. The entrance is 1,486 feet down the sheer canyon wall. It is located on government land, and no visitor will be allowed there under penalty of trespass. I was journeying down the Colorado River in a boat looking for mineral. Some 42 miles up the river from the El Tavor Crystal Canyon, I saw on the east wall stains in the sedimentary formation about 2,000 feet above the riverbed. There was no trail to this point, but I finally reached it with great difficulty. Above the shelf, which hid it from view from the river, was the mouth of the cave. There are steps leading from this entrance some 30 yards to what was, at the time the cavern was inhabited, the level of the river. When I saw the chisel marks on the wall inside the entrance, I became interested, securing my gun, and went in. During that trip, I went back several hundred feet along the main passage till I came to the crypt in which I discovered the mummies. One of these I stood up and photographed by flashlight. The main passage is about 12 feet wide, narrowing to 9 feet towards the farther end. About 57 feet from the entrance, the first five passages branch off to the right and left, along which, on both sides, are a number of rooms about the size of ordinary living rooms of today. Some are 30 to 40 feet square. These are entered by oval-shaped doors and are ventilated by round air spaces through the walls into the passages. The walls are about 3 feet, 6 inches in thickness. The passages are chiseled or hewn as straight as could be laid out by an engineer. The ceilings of many of the rooms converge to a center. The side passages near the entrance run at a sharp angle from the main hall, but towards the rear they gradually reach a right angle in direction. Over 100 feet from the entrance is the cross hall, several hundred feet long, in which are found the idol or image of the people's god, sitting cross-legged with a lotus flower or lily in each hand. The idol almost resembles Buddha, though the scientists are not certain as to what religious worship it represents. Taking into consideration everything found thus far, it is possible that this worship most resembles the ancient people of Tibet. Surrounding this idol are smaller images, some very beautiful in form. All this is carved out of hard rock resembling marble. In the opposite corner of this cross hall were found tools of all descriptions made of copper. These people undoubtedly knew the lost art of hardening this metal. On a bench running around the workroom was some charcoal and other material probably used in the process. There's also slag and stuff similar to that, showing that these ancients melted ores, but so far no trace of where or how this was done has been discovered, nor the origin of the ore. Among the other finds are vases, urns, and cups of copper and gold, made very artistic in design. Pottery work includes enameled ware and glazed vessels. Another passageway leads to the granaries, such are found in the Oriental temples. They contain seed of various kinds. One very large storehouse has not yet been entered, as it is 12 feet high and can be reached only from above. These granaries are rounded, as the materials of which they're constructed, I think, is very hard cement.
Okay.
A gray metal is also found in this cavern, which puzzles scientists, for its identity has not yet been established. It resembles platinum. On all the urns or walls over doorways and tablets of stone which were found by the image are the mysterious hieroglyphics, the key to which the Smithsonian Institute hopes yet to discover. The engravings on the tables probably has something to do with the religion of the people. Similar hieroglyphics have been found in southern Arizona. The tomb or crypt in which the mummies were found is one of the largest of the chambers, the wall slanting back at an angle of about 35 degrees. On these are tiers of mummies, each one occupying a separate hewn shelf. At the head of each is a small bench on which is found copper cups and pieces of broken swords. Some of the mummies are covered with clay, and all are wrapped in a bark fabric. Upwards of 50,000 people could have lived in the caverns comfortably. One theory is that the present Indian tribes found in Arizona are descendants of the serfs or slaves of the people which inhabited the cave. Undoubtedly, a good many thousands of years before the Christian era, a people lived here which reached a high stage of civilization. The chronology of human history is full of gaps. Could the Hopi Indian myths have been based in fact? Some have speculated that they might have been specially bred as a slave race and later rebelled and escaped to become some of the Native American peoples we know today. With a reputable paper running the story, tales of this lost civilization caught on in the region. If true, it would make it not only one of the oldest archaeological discoveries in the United States, but one of the most profound and valuable in the world. Over the past century, numerous archaeologists have planned to go searching for this mythical world, but exploration of internal caverns and caves are off limits and forbidden by law. If an Atlantis-like settlement did ever exist underground within the canyon, could there still be civilizations that exist deep beneath the earth? And if so, where are these entrances to these inner worlds, and who could possibly inhabit them? John Wesley Powell was the first person to travel the entire Colorado River and explored the Grand Canyon from 1896 to 1872, and this was before the Gazette article was published. In his book, Explorations of the Colorado River and its canyons, he writes, quote, "In this, great numbers of caves are hollowed out and carvings are seen which suggest architectural forms, though on a scale so grand that architectural terms belittle them. As this great bed forms a distinctive feature of the canyon, we call it Marble Canyon. I walk down the gorge to the left at the foot of the cliff, climb to a bench, and discover a trail deeply worn into the rock. Where it crosses the side, gulches in some places, steps have been cut. I can see no evidence of it having been traveled for a long time. It was doubtless a path used by people who inhabited this country anterior to the present Indian races, the people who built the communal houses of which mention has been made. I return to camp about 3 o'clock and find that some of the men have discovered ruins and many fragments of pottery, also etchings and hieroglyphics on the rocks.
Hey folks, and welcome to another video from A Plain Truth. Where are we on now? 8. So that was Robert Pfeffer. If you haven't gotten into Robert Pfeffer yet, please do. He's an anthropologist like no other and just does great, excellent research and drilling down more into the story, as I think you'll find fascinating as I do about the Grand Canyon. This is the proof of all the lying going on. Smithsonian, majorly funded by the Rockefellers, and kept in the stories of Apollo moon missions and everything, setting the narrative for all of his story, which, as we all know, is a major lie. But this is just showing the proof amidst destruction of thousands of giant human skeletons in the early 1900s. And the article that I wrote about in my book, the Tartarian book, I published back in October, stemming from the American Institution of Alternative Archaeology, that Smithsonian destroyed thousands of giant human remains during the 1900s. And there was a Supreme Court ruling against them that they had. There's been a major cover-up by Western archaeological institutions since the early 1900s to make us believe that America was first colonized by Asian peoples migrating through the Bering Strait 15,000 years ago, when in fact there are hundreds of thousands of burial mounds all over America, that's going to be chapter 4 here, which the natives claim were there a long time before them, the oldest in the world, they claim, the copper-skinned people, the Washita, the Black Moors. The show traces of highly developed civilization complex use of metal alloys and where giant human skeletons remain and are frequently found but still go unreported by media and news outlets. And here's included in the Tartarian book I wrote on this piece on the off-limits pyramids in the Grand Canyon. And I'm going to get into this, but article, this is just a short version. Let's go to this website, which elaborates even further. Before I do, I just want to, again, the Forbidden Zone of the Grand Canyon, Legends, Landmarks, and Lies. This is a story that hasn't been told yet and gotten out there about the Grand Canyon being Egypt and that the United States, why do they call it America? What was it before it was South America, Central America, North America, Canada, and, of course, make America great again? What was it when it was one America? Tartaria. That's what they're talking about here. So what I want to show you here. We'll get into it a little more. It's important to keep in mind, I mean, one of the things they have all these names for these areas, Hopi Salt Mines, Extended River, all this area is on the you cannot go there list, Furnace Flats, so they lay out in this document where you can't go. It's important to keep in mind that these mines are not active mining operations. They say you can't go there because the caves are dangerous. Allegedly made by the Hopi, as their names would suggest, and that it is in it of itself interesting. The monotonous text goes on to discreetly command that nobody is permitted to enter the cave or mine at any park at any time ever without a permit, which they were never be granted. Perpetual darkness in the caves. Permits required to satisfy this section may only apply to for or obtain backcountry office permits. This was passed in 1987, restricts the airspace over the canyons as well. Yosemite and Walla-Kala supposedly provide for substantial restoration or the natural quiet. What on earth are they blathering about here? Restoration of natural quiet, the experience of the park, and the protection of public health and safety? How does an airplane flying thousands of feet above the canyon incur adverse effects on public health and safety? And if noise is a legitimate issue, then why is it that they are not concerned with noise pollution at the 418 other national parks, only this one? Sites like Mesa Verde, Four Corners, Mummy Cave, Chaco Canyon, Stanton's Cave, and the canyons of the ancient national monument were all abandoned By the time the Europeans arrived, leaving only puzzling remains. On all the master masonry, this aligned with solar and lunar events and adorned with odd towers in subterranean sacred spaces known as kivas. The cave was originally believed by authorities to be man-made and is currently sealed with metal bars to prevent entry. Metal bars. According to sign, this is for the people's safety. Oh, and to protect an endangered bat habitat. Steel bars. Artifacts were removed their official excavation in 1969, 1970. Nobody told them what they got out of there. And so these rooms are huge. You can see the mummy cave at Canyon de Chalet National Park. So let's get into a little bit more of what's in this canyon and what it looks like. And there's two main sites I'm getting my information from. One is this one, dailyoddsandends.wordpress. And the other is Old America is the New America.com, and currently the site's down. Got a lot of good information, so I'll do a post on it when they get the site back up, if they do. All right, so first I want to go to this picture here. And to give you some perspective and some idea what this may have looked like, you can see the hole down here, which we're going to get into, and you can see the Temple of Isis as well. And this dovetails and looks nearly identical to the pyramids we're seeing here. And here we see the Isis temple, and here's the entrance. And you see these walls are curved. See that there's just a natural curve to them, and then it falls off from there. So the restricted airspace, the surrounding area, the pyramid and cave on the ground is illegal. And all official reports from this Smithsonian elsewhere have been censored, modified, nullified, or retracted, redacted. It's gotten to the point where the government feels it must have armed FBI agents guarding the entrance to the cave, and that is now known as Kincaid's Cave. Guarded FBI at the entrance. What don't they want us to know? So as Robert Seffer read that article about the Kincaid's Cave and reported it, the tunnel is on a cliff 400 feet above the Colorado River. Estimate the man-made cavern, they admit it's man-made, is 3,000 years old, 500 feet long, cross tunnels, large chambers, lowest level and last Egyptian tunnel city that was built in the Grand Canyon. Archaeologists estimate the river has eroded 300 feet lower. And that's coincides with the Colorado River getting lower, California being an island, and California draining all the water, just like the Great Salt Lake I covered in the second part of Ouachita 2 about the Grand Salt Lake. What was Salt Lake? What is that? That's an ocean, salt water. So it all drained out during this period of time, 100 years ago, it looks like, through the Colorado River, through the Grand Canyon, wiped all these people out. And then California ceased to be an island 100 years ago, back in like the 1820s. That's what we're learning. That's what we're beginning to know now. So Kincaid's Cave was filled with pure gold artifacts for an Egyptian king named Khayan. The relic is holding lotus flowers in both hands, which is native to Egypt. Found in the first tunnel, cross tunnel of the cave, which was the exact same location as the shrines in the Valley of the Kings tunnel cities. Egypt is America. Before the kings of ancient Egypt began to build pyramids above ground cities, it was found that the Khayan was a descendant of possibly Joseph in the Bible. The Egyptian tablet was also discovered. It serves as a history book, including the names beginning with the king Zapanath coming to Aztlan, and information about his descendant, King Khayan, coming to the Grand Canyon. Here's the artifacts. In the Smithsonian, from the Grand Canyon, from the Egyptians, or were they really the Ouachita Egyptians? These pure gold artifacts and these Egyptian urns from Powell's Cave are some of the only historical artifacts from the Grand Canyon displayed in Washington, D.C., at the Smithsonian. There's a cave entrance. This is all hand-hewn, folks. And look at all the writings on the wall. Who knows? So this was the quote. I think it's already covered by Robert Seffer, but let's just read it again. In this canyon, great numbers of man-made caves, gorge, left a cliff, climb to the bench of the cliff, trail down to the cliff bench, trail across some gulches. Trail hadn't been traveled in a long time, but I found Egyptian hieroglyphics and cliffs on the wall, found shrines and other artifacts. We continued to survey the canyons. I estimate my report that I think of upwards of 50,000 Egyptians were in the Grand Canyon at one time. There was a shrine for Seterprene or Seti. Remember Seti, son of Osiris and Isis. That's where we get sunset from. Sun goes dark. Seti, horizon. Horus, the other sun. Horus, sun. Horizon, because he was the light. He was the good sun. So, again, we're paralleling Egypt here in Arizona. Who would have known this? And look at the statues. Here you see the Buddha statues. You know, Maitreya sitting there. This is a diagram writing system when the ancient Egyptians came to the Grand Canyon. It was a school tablet used for teaching Egyptian children to read and write. Remember they used glyphs just like the Chinese? A picture is worth 10,000 words. Here they're able to come 10,000 words here, 10,000 words here. Economics of space, economics of words. There's even crypts or sarcophagi discovered. On one of the crypts opened in Grand Canyon, if there were mummies in there before they were sent to Smithsonian, there were. They were mummified. And then look at the statues. Look at the person down here in the red, and look at how big these statues are. Carved into the walls. Did you know that all monuments are named after Egyptian pharaohs? The famous canyon in Arizona is actually an ancient array of pyramids. The sites even align with the same stars that the Pyramid of Giza aligned with in the constellations of Orion and Pleiades, exactly like the Egyptian pyramids in Giza and the Grand Pyramid. Grand Canyon, Grand Pyramids, and here you see Orion's belt right here, Minitok, Anlam, and Anatok. And then here we can see a little more detail of what's in here. And here we can see that these areas, Butte Peak, and you can see Orion's Belt and Betelgeuse, all the names, Tower of Ra, Horus Temple, Iris Temple, Cheops, it's all in the canyons here, all in the no-fly zones, and then you can see the Colorado River flows right through it and right by it. So the waterways were up to that level before the Grand Gorge purged. So here they have granite, another huge building material as well. So you can see this is the same and mimics almost exactly the Egyptian pyramids as well. Not by coincidence. Regal star, one of the brightest stars. And then scrolling down further, we have the Zoroaster temple. Zoroastrians are some of the oldest religions, sun worshippers, named by the Hopi Indians, in a temple in the Grand Canyon. And then you heard about the caves and how deep they went into these caves here. And here you can see a portal. Look at all the coloring around there. There's a portal. There's an entrance into this as well. This looks much higher than 300 feet, but you can see where the water line may have been way back when. But that's a portal and entranceway to what? The inner world. Is it Hollow Earth entrance? Is that the inner world, the world below us? And then again, just like in Egypt, we see the hieroglyphics. You know, here we have the same symbolism. Here we have Sun Ra and two people with their children in Kincaid's cave with artifacts and writing on the wall as well. And this is from a David Hatcher Childress, who you may know from Ancient Aliens. He does some work, some good work, but other stuff he doesn't connect dots at all. But this is from showing the oldest paper in Phoenix, Arizona, explorations in the Grand Canyon. They're called BS on the Smithsonian again. And again, the River Jordan and everything. It's all named extremely similar. So they decided to, check in with the Smithsonian, and they found that the artifacts, there's no artifacts that have ever been found in North or South America, according to the curator at the Smithsonian Institute. And then this from the other site that the links aren't working now. America is the oldworld.com. And again, this is an excellent book I just got. It covers basically the whole book. It's covered in this articles with the links, but the links aren't working right now. So I don't know if we're going to have it, but I highly recommend you cruising the site and getting the book so we have affirmation and confirmation and chronicle archived of this new story. America is the new old world. It's the true old world. The Moors, the Moos, the Tolmecs, the giant heads, the copper people. America is Atlantis. Atlanta. Atlantic Ocean. Atlantis was in Mexico. India was once ruled by the Americas, you know, all that stuff. So this gets in with links and everything, and I'll put this in the show notes as well to document this. And then just a little further from these articles about what they found in these rooms, these are some of the rooms they found, diagrams of the underground caves from 1909, and look at the elaborate entrance, all with intense purposes. And then you see the Buddha statues inside the cave sitting on their daises with all their imagery. At least the granaries, which are found in Oriental temples, they contain seeds of various kinds. One very large storehouse has not been entered as it's 12 feet high and can only be reached from above. But we put iron gates across it so you can't get in. Carved on all the urns over the doorways and tablets of stone are mysterious hieroglyphics the key to Smithsonian hopes never to discover. Similar hieroglyphics have been found in southern Arizona. And here we see the tomb and crypt in which mummies were found is one of the largest chambers, and the walls slanting back at an angle of 35 degrees. On these are tiers of mummies, each one occupying a separate hewn shelf. At the head of each is a small bench on which is found copper cups and pieces of broken swords. Some of the mummies are covered with clay, and all are wrapped in bark fabric. And so this is an Indian legend. Remember, Indians is the name came up with because that great navigator, Christopher Columbus, was so terrible at navigating, he thought he was in India. So he called them Indians. That's the story, folks. So the Hopi tradition is that the ancestors once lived in the underworld in the Grand Canyon till dissension arose between the good and the bad, the people of one heart and the people of two hearts. They sent out messages to the Temple of the Sun asking the blessing of peace, goodwill, and rain for one heart. The messenger never returned, but today the Hopi village in sundown can be seen. The old men of the tribe out on the housetop gazing towards the sun looking for the messenger. When he returns, their land and the ancient dwelling place will be restored to them. This is their tradition. There are two theories of origins of Egyptians. One is that they came from Asia, another that the racial cradle was in the Upper Nile region. Here in the Egyptologists believe the Indian origin of the Egyptians. Let's call them the Moors. The discovery in the Grand Canyon may throw further light on the human evolution, the prehistoric ages, and the great, great lives we're living in today. And one of the links that's still active in this, America is the old world, .com. Granada land is promised land of Israel due to its abundance of milk and honey, or pearls and gold. The kingdom of Judah was in Utah. Moses went up to the plains of Moab into the mountain of Nebo. What I want to show you is just that you had the Great Salt Lake used to be an ocean. The ocean flooded out. That's why we have all the ocean fossils in the Great Salt Lake. Also, we have the Salton Sea down behind down near Nevada, at the bottom of Nevada and California, so in the Colorado River. So the Great Waters flooded out, and this used to be the center capital of the ancient ones. And Salt Lake City was their main capital, and San Francisco was their empire city. So you see all the names that match up with Israel, Manasseh, Mount Nebo, Jericho, Ephraim, Daniel, Moab, Eden, Jordan, Mount Carmel, Zion Canyon, Zion National Park, Providence, Salem, the Beehive State. All of this is remarkably similar to the names in Israel and the names over in Europe. So Islam comes from the Orient East. Again, you can get into this more, and I'll put this in the show notes. This is for an article for another time. But as you can see, and down here, the more into Islams, that's another huge subject to get into about this as well. And I highly recommend this book, America. America is the True Old World, paperback. Oh, it's not coming up. And here you can buy the book, and there's four volumes. I've got the first two. And basically they cover what they're covering here in these websites, but it's very important that we archive it and have it physical documentation if net no longer becomes available. All right, so I think you found it interesting. Part four is going to be on the mound builders, thousands and thousands of mounds in North America older than the Egyptian pyramids, part four. The Washitas, the Black Moors, the copper-skinned people, not blacks, not browns, not Negroes, copper-skinned. Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks for listening. Hope you found this as interesting as I do. I'll put all this in the show notes so you can do further research. Thanks.
While you believe, I become Ziggy Tolo, seven sons of the sun, from the one, split in two, double the deuce. I am the all, self is law, a selfish call by the one that made it, you and me, the one creator, alpha beta, initiator, world debater, inspirator, motivator, master gamer, animal trainer, crocs and gators, international traders. Pirates and raiders, haters and fakers, killers and rapers, human enslavers, trafficking saviors. Don't believe me, do your research. 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 Do your research, do your research. Don't believe me, don't believe me, don't believe me, do your research. Don't believe me. Without faith or hope, been turned around, upside down, back on the boat. Sold his dope, up down the river, blood denial. The Mississippi is burning now. RBG, we African, Costa Rican, Puerto Rican. KMT, we Armorican. TIA, we G.O.D. Elohim, Prime Supreme, Thug Immortal, Morris Dream. Manifest our destiny. Roman law, a stolen legacy, English trust, a mental slavery.
Don't believe me, do your research. 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 Do your research, do your research. Don't believe me, don't believe me, don't believe me.
Player, you cannot compare. Don't believe me, do your research. Get on my level, get on your mental. Build a pyramid, build a temple. Build a ministry, a powerful symbol. Make your presence felt, buckle the system. Fuck being broke, fuck being victims. Ain't no more hope, ain't no more wishing. Ain't no faith, ain't no Christmas. That's a fake. Stick to the mission, stick to creation. Create our nation.
Don't believe me, do your don't believe me, do your research. Don't believe me, do your research. Don't believe me, do your research. Do your research. Do your research.
All right, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it for the broadcast, you guys. Don't believe me, do your research. You know, I just want to say that the programs in which we under, the program viruses, if you will, because nature is a program, religion is a program, black is a program, you know what I'm saying? Whether we don't want to accept it or not, these are all programs, you guys. And I mean, the human brain, you know, what if the human brain truly is the mega computer? You know what I'm saying? But what if we have the capability of what we allow into our, you know, there's a quote, there's a saying that says, and part of my mouth, you guys, I had surgery, so I'm pushing through this. But just what is, I forgot what I was gonna say. But I hope that is I do apologize for the repeating of that, because what happened there during the show is there's a clip that the first clip that I had pulled was actually something that he incorporated into his lecture because it was powerful, you guys. So you heard that twice. But I apologize, but sometimes repetition is the mother of all skill. You know what I mean? So, again, thank you all for listening. Definitely appreciate it. You know, you can definitely catch the replay if you want to sit back. But, you know, don't believe me. Do your own research. You know what I'm saying, y'all? It's more to this life than what, you know, they tell us, the programs that they give us. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's going to be paramount and important for us to have an open mind and for us to take our power back. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even matter, really, when it comes to history, you guys. I always say, when it comes to history, believe nothing. Believe nothing. But, you know, you see the Colorado River is drying up. I always said, why is the Colorado River drying up? Maybe there is some shit underneath, because a lot of this shit is man-made rivers. And all of this shit, you know what I mean? So what if all of that shit is drying up in California, you know, down to Arizona, because there is more to be revealed than what is, you know what I mean? So pay attention. Don't believe me. Do your research. I love you guys. Please join me tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday, same time, 11 a.m., 10 Central. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about there is a time to heal and there is a time to destroy. All right? And in that, just be yourself, you guys. Love y'all to life. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Peace.
Yeah, man, we taking over, bro.
I'm sure so.
Yeah,
nigga,
right here.
What's good, y'all? What's up?
What's good, bro?
Man, shit,
good.
Chilling.
Hell yeah.
Man, what you got on, bro?
Right.
Oh, I was just trying to fit in with everybody, so I saw all these niggas at the family reunion.
To fit in.
Yeah, yeah. Polo.
Got the cross
religion. Yeah, yeah. You feel me?
You don't got to do all that, bro.
Don't.
Just be yourself, man.
Be yourself.
Just be yourself, bro.
I was just...
Okay.
We're gonna try to have up, man. Right, we're gonna get you right.
Okay.
Alright,
man.
Chain, all right. Alright,
bro.
Good. Hey, just work on it, man. Work on it. Work on it.
Why are you trying to be like everybody else?
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey,
why you is fake?
Hey, why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah,
just be yourself.
Hey,
just be yourself.
Yeah,
yeah, just be yourself.
Hey.
Why you was faking?
Why you was faking?
Yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah, yeah,
just be yourself.
Hey,
just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself. You got identity problems.
Yeah.
You rockin' someone else's product.
Hey, yeah.
This life you don't know nothing about it. Lip injections, booty shots.
Yeah.
Now you thinking that you poppin'. All because you seen your favorite artist do it. Now you wanna go and cop it. Nah, we keepin' it natural.
Natural.
All this knowledge, I'ma stack it up. All that catch a body, got a Mac and tough. Hit his real music, got him backin' up. Ain't nothing fake running through me. They copyin' what's in the movie. I swear to God, I'm so confused. Cause this your beauty, not your booty.
Hey,
rockin' that Louis, that Fendi, that Gucci. I swear that really don't matter. You giving your money to companies who don't care about you. I swear that shit bad. Rich man, but his mind broke. I went through hell to get my mind woke. Not the same, I'm one of a kind, yo. Just be yourself, what you lying for? Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Hey.
Why you is fake?
Hey, why you is
yeah, fake? Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. Just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why
why you was faking? Yeah, just be yourself. Hey, just be yourself. Yeah, I do it for self. I can't be nobody else. I know they fraud, can't you tell? The day I'm not me, I'm in hell. I ain't selling myself for no wealth. I'm everything I need to be. I see you moving like a wannabe. You ain't the truth, like it's April Fool's. The BS we keep on the minimal. Being yourself is a whole nother obstacle when this society teaching you opposites. Chasing the money, the cars and the diamonds, no need for the options. I'm feeling myself, I'm in the building like Mac never left. We the ones, we don't move like the rest. Not being yourself won't give you true success. We ain't flaunting nothing, this is how we flex. Ay, we create our own lanes. Found ourselves through this maze. In the spirit like some drank. Taking shots of knowledge like I'm getting faded. I'm learning, went through the basics. Just know yourself and stop the faking. I been dope, I got the patience. I do for self and leave them hating. Ay.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey,
why you is fake?
Hey, why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is
yeah,
faking?
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do. I do.
I do this for one of a kind. Open your mind, then let it unwind. I'm setting myself up to win, that's a given, that's highly impeccable. I'm working on me getting myself together, we getting professional. We making adjustments and finding solutions, I'm just being flexible. They want me to lower my confidence, I am like, get off my testicle. I figured out how to make a living doing what I wanna do. It don't matter who I'm around, cause I been getting comfortable. In a league of my own, soon I'ma be untouchable. Tryna down talk what I do, it's cool cause I don't with you. You ain't gotta fake the fun just to kick it, be original. New trend weekend, now you acting different, here we go.
Hey, just be yourself,
just be yourself,
just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself,
just be yourself,
yeah, just be yourself.
Hey,
why you is fake?
Hey, why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is faking?
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Time to fuss. Law of attraction don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations combine with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, and they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the
element, I am the element,
becoming one with the
element. I am the element, one with the element, I am the element, becoming one with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight, can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water, yeah, you feel the elements, time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day, at night time I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies, mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now, cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother Nature got me out here celebrating good.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element,
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element. I am the element,
one with the
element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.